Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to JoJo Siwa Now with me,
JoJo Siwa,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Oh, welcome back to JoJo Siwa Now. I am still at my apartment in Atlanta. I'm still here, still buckled down, still filming So You Think You Can Dance. And let me just say, it has been amazing. We are about halfway through right now. We are on week four. This is week four, and we got next week, and then it's the finale. So basically halfway, a little bit over halfway, and it's been amazing. But what's interesting is being on this side of an elimination show. So my whole life, I started actually on an elimination show, TV show, Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. And then, you know, after that show, I was like, I'm never going to do an elimination show again. It's way too stressful. And since then, I have been a part of so many elimination TV shows. And it's all, they've all been somehow my favorite, except for Dance Moms, because Dance Moms is also one of my favorites. But that was not an elimination TV show. Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, Masked Singer, Dancing with the Stars, Special Forces, all of these TV shows have been such a massive part of not only my career, but such a massive part of who I am. And they've really shaped me to be the person that I am. But the funny thing is with me and elimination shows, I have never won. I have never made it to the end. Okay, that's a lie, because Dancing with the Stars, I made it to the end, but I did not win. I somehow always get eliminated. So today I'm going to go through, talk about all the elimination shows I've been a part of and talk about the eliminations of those shows. But then also on the flip side, talk a little bit about Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution, which is where we found my mom and I's girl group, XOMG Pop. And I was on the other side of the elimination process. I was the one who was doing the eliminating. I was not the eliminator. And then America's Got Talent, where on that side of things, I was more of my girl group's mentor and their choreographer and their creative director versus me actually being the one competing. So kind of living vicariously through them was a very interesting process. And now most recently, So You Think You Can Dance. I was a judge last season on So You Think You Can Dance. And this season I am a judge again, which has been so wonderful. And I'm currently in the process of the judging right now. We are getting close to the finale. And so it's very, very hot, fresh on my mind. So I'm excited to get to talk about that. But I feel like to start this, we got to go all the way back to the beginning. We are going to Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, AUDC for short. Season one, I watched the show. I was not a part of the show. And then season two, I got casted to be on the show. I kind of knew what I was getting myself into because I did watch season one. So basically the premise of the show is 10 to 12 dancers from all over the country get flown to Los Angeles to be a part of, quite literally, Abby Lee, her ultimate dance competition. And every week we had a group dance challenge And then you would get assigned your dances. And then starting like, oh gosh, maybe week like six or seven, we started to do a group dance as well, as well as our dances that we were just normally assigned, which was either a solo, a duo, or a trio. We added in a group dance, but the group dances never aired. There's a few of them that are on YouTube, but I did four group dances that never aired, never made it to TV, which is kind of sad because they were pretty lit. I'm not going to lie. At least I thought they were lit. Anyways, so being on AUDC, I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I was very, very young. And so I was very naive. I was very green. I mean, I was only 9 years old and it was my first TV show experience ever. And so there was a lot that I didn't know going into it. But I think one of the best things is all of us were that way. There was none of us had worked in Hollywood before. None of us had really had a TV experience before. We were all just kids from random places in the country with our moms being now a part of this massive TV show. And so getting there was hard, of course, but then once we were there, it was the most wild experience ever. I think now I just kind of know what I'm getting myself into when I go to do a TV show, but with AUDC being my absolute first, I mean, everything was new. I didn't know what it meant to go to Crafty. What's Crafty? Crafty is where like all the food is. Like there was just so much that I didn't know. Whereas now on set, I'd be like, "Ayo, can we take a trip to Crafty?" You know what I mean? Like it's just, there was so much new. And so anyways, cut to, we are in, well, I should make something very clear. I did not have an easy journey on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. I was the youngest. And so therefore I was like just the least experienced by age default, but then also, you know, dance wise as well, I was more the like personality spunky one that brought the fun versus like one of the better dancers. I was definitely not one of the better dancers. And that it definitely, A, my age had a disadvantage, but B, just my skill had a disadvantage as well. And so it was not an easy ride. There was a lot of weeks where I definitely thought I was going to go home and definitely thought like it was my time. Because at the end of every week, after you did all this, somebody went home each week until they're left with one dancer standing. And for me, I mean, there was like two or three weeks where I like knew I wasn't going home. Like the first week I knew that I did good. Second week I knew that I did good. When I did my Rapunzel solo, I knew I did good. That was week five or week six. Oh gosh, I wonder if I could remember all these. Okay, week one, I did the Gene Kelly duet. That one I knew I was good. Like knew I wasn't going home. I knew we were fine. Week two, I did a trio with the two twin boys. It was twin boys on the show, Travis and Tyler, and we did a trio, and that did really good. They loved that, so we knew we weren't going home. Week three, I did a dance called Hades and the Lost Souls, and I was Hades, and I did not know what Hades was. And little me, I was like, so am I like a devil type thing? And the choreographer was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, okay, sick. Like, just so silly. I didn't do great that week, but it still was very early in the competition. And so I was pretty chill. And I was like, the odds of me going home are pretty slim, but like, I definitely was like one of the worst that week. And then the next week we did this, it was unconventional week. And we did this like pirate dance. That dance freaking nailed, loved that dance, was very good that week. All of us were on that dance. So we were safe that week. Next week, oh gosh, next week was when we did Newsies, I think, and I was awful. I was so bad. I was so bad during Newsies. Definitely thought I was going home. Even Abby, because it was Broadway week, and Abby said something to me. She was like, you know, one of my favorites is the Goodbye Girl. Goodbye. And I was like, ah! And she was like, go back over there with your mother. We'll see you next week. And I was like, that was so mean! And then the next week was the magician week. I think it was Vegas week. Maybe Vegas. I think Vegas might've been flip-flopped with Broadway. Doesn't matter. No, actually it does matter. And they were definitely flip-flopped either way. Vegas week, I was a bird and it was in a duo and that one was so bad. I really thought I was going to go home that week at eliminations. Abby said to me, she said, you know, JoJo, you're a bird this week. Bye-bye, birdie. What the? Me thinking I'm going home, and she goes, go fly back over there with your mother. And I was like, oh my god, like Abby was good at tricking me. The next week was my Rapunzel dance. Nailed Rapunzel. Was not going home. I was number one that week. Finally, for the first time, first and only time. After that, I think it was maybe like America week, Western week. Sucked that week. Definitely thought I was going home. After that was Diva week. Somehow the diva of the show went home on Diva week. It definitely happened. Oh no, there was nightmares in there too. So it went Western, nightmare, and nailed nightmare. Was not going home nightmare week for sure. And then the next week was Diva week. So I was there for a long time. We did a lot of dances. It was a long process. But then come to Diva week. I thought I had this week in the bag. I'm not going to lie. 9-year-old me was like, oh, it's Diva week. Duh, this is my week. Like, here we go. I got this. And even everybody else on set was like, yo, it's Diva week. Like, this is your shit. Like, here you go. And so we go through Diva week and we kind of just like the vibe on competition day, like it just wasn't there. And now knowing what I know about elimination shows, I think the thing is like the judges really do have the realest say, which is something that is kind of crazy because I think a lot of times people think like, oh, there's producers and oh, there's network. And while that is true, yes, there is producers. Yes, there is network. There is a reason why there are judges there. And I've actually since AUDC have become very, very close, obviously to Abby, but then to Richie Jackson. Also, Rochelle was one of the judges who I love very, very much. But Richie Jackson, he was a judge on that show. And I talked to him all the time about that judging process on that show and how it was for them because, you know, it's different on every show. But it was a very healthy judging process, which is very good. And I also give Richie shit all the time now. I'm like, you could have saved your callback card for me. And because so Richie does all my choreography now. So he's my choreographer. He's my creative director. And so I've known Richie now for 11 years, which is just crazy. But he's the best. And I love that man very much. He does all of Lady Gaga's choreography and creative direction for the last decade plus. So he's incredible. Anyway, so eliminations on AUDC, no joke, because it was not a live show, took about 3 hours. We worked definitely illegal hours on that set, for sure. None of us knew the laws, so none of us said anything. None of us cared, but it was very, very illegal, the amount that we were working. But it's fine. So eliminations were about 3 hours, and literally Abby would go, JoJo. And then about 3 minutes would pass, no joke, and she'd say, please step forward. Then another 3 minutes would pass and she'd say, Kalani, another 3 minutes, please step backwards, another 3 minutes. And then she would do that forward, backwards. And then she'd be like, middle row, you're safe this week. Like, and then like the front line are like, well, then what are we? And then she would be like, back row, you all were the top performers of this week. And then front row, you three are the bottom three. You know what I mean? So it was always a toss up. It took so long. And then every week she would say to whoever's going home, she would say, let's just say, for example, Travis, she would say, Travis, today is not your day. And those are the words that you never, ever wanted to hear. Today is not your day. And so cut to Diva week. We're in eliminations. It is down to the bottom two and it is me and it is Kalani. And either way, it was like, if Kalani goes home, I don't want to be here anymore. And if I go home, I'm devastated because I still want to be here. And so it's very hard because I was either losing my best friend or losing my favorite thing in the world, which was that show. Cause Kalani and I were very close on the show. And Abby said the awful magic words to me. She said, JoJo, today is not your day. And I just sobbed. I sobbed. I sobbed. I sobbed. I sobbed. I couldn't even handle it. I still have this. I never was sad that I didn't win the show. I was sad that there was going to be another week without me. I was sad that they were going to get to do another group dance challenge. They were going to get to do another rehearsal in that space. They were going to get a dance on that stage, work with the wardrobe people, go to Crafty. That was what I was like sad I was missing out on. And the thing is because I was eliminated, so I made it to the top five of Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. And normally in TV shows, they bring back all of the contestants for the finale. That's a very, very common thing to do. And so they were doing this for AUDC. And so there was only a week that I wasn't going to be there because they did a top three. And so it kind of for me was like, go to a hotel for a week, have fun, and we'll see you back here in a week. So didn't really miss out on too much, but I was crushed. I was devastated for that week. It was just like my whole dream was just gone. And I didn't really know if I was ever going to have a chance to do something like that ever again. And little did I know, elimination shows were going to be my future. I think I would have been a little less sad if I would have known that. But anyways, cut to a few years later, I was 9 on AUDC. So this was, wow, this is 6 years later, was I 16? I was 16. Yes, I was 16. So wow, so seven, I had my 10th birthday during the finale of Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. So give or take 6 or 7 years, I was 16, depending on how you'd like to look at the math. When I was 16, I got a phone call being asked to be a part of season 3 of The Masked Singer. Now, Masked Singer has had 10 seasons. Oh my gosh. So I was on in the beginning of Masked Singer, and it was still a very, very new show. It was pitched to me as a show that they had brought over from another country. They didn't even say like, hey, look, we're doing The Masked Singer. It's been on TV here. They were like, look, it's a hit in another country. Like, we're still trying it out. Will you be a part of it? And I was actually on tour at this time. And this was very early on in my life. This is before I came out of the closet. This is while I was still on Dream the Tour. This is very early. I got the call to do it in like mid 2019. And then the TV show filmed very early 2020, right before COVID hit. Thank goodness. And Masked Singer, man, what a show. When I got asked to do it, literally said out loud, I was like in my Queen obsessed phase. I was like, oh man, I don't know why, but I want to be a dinosaur and I wanted to be inspired by Queen. And I was like, I thought that'd be so cool. And so then once I agreed to do the show, you know, they started sending me wardrobe emails and the people and the costumers to start talking with them. And they were like, we have a few ideas for you. Here's what we were thinking. They sent me a ballerina mouse. They sent me like merry-go-round carnival inspired popcorn, which both of those costumes made it onto the show later in the seasons. And then they sent the T-Rex, and the T-Rex was a very Renaissance inspired. It was queen looking. And I was like, oh my God, they didn't even know. Like, I didn't even have that talk with them and they just sent that. So I was like, that's perfect. That's the one. I want to be the T-Rex. And they were like, oh my gosh, we would love that. We think that'd be such a cool look for you. And I was like, sick, great. And that was my first experience. Oh gosh, I hope someone doesn't correct me. I hope I'm not wrong on this, but that was my first time working with Fox. And now I am on my 7th Fox TV show. I don't think I ever thought I was going to be able to say that I've been a part of 7 Fox TV shows, but The Masked Singer is what started it all. So being on The Masked Singer was so cool, so fun. You have to stay super duper hidden. You are wearing a mask the whole time. You're wearing gloves so they can't even see. No one on set can see your skin color. It is very, very secretive. You're wearing a hoodie that says, don't talk to me. There's producers on set that know who you are, and they wear shirts that say, you can talk to me. And that means that I could like vocalize them, but I can't even take my mask off. Like, it's crazy secret on Masked Singer.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So when I got pitched to do Masked Singer, they pitched me three songs and they were like, what are like three of your favorite songs? Give us like nine songs, but like give us your top three. So I gave them my list of songs. So What, Jai Ho, and Push It by Salt and Pepa. Those three are the ones that made it onto the show. I remember my last option, my like number four option was Boogie Shoes, which actually we ended up doing on Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution. But anyway, so I did those three songs, had a blast, had a ball. It came time for eliminations. Masked Singer was done in like tiers. So there was like group A, B, C, and each group had six contestants. And then from those six went to three, and then those nine contestants went against each other. And then those four, it's very tiered how they did it. And so I made it to the very end of my first tier, and I unfortunately was eliminated. Now here's what got me. I was very sad with Masked Singer. I was very, very sad. I'm going to go a little out of order here. I really enjoyed the process of that show. I loved what it did for me, what it did for my confidence. It was interesting. It kind of tricked me into being okay with singing because I had no choice but to sing, and I had no choice but to take vocal lessons while during that show. And vocal lessons are something that really mess with my insecurities. And so that's one of the reasons why I avoid them. Although I dabbled into them a little bit in 2023, but I've since then avoided them again. But with Masked Singer, to do the show, I had to agree to doing vocal lessons. And just so that way my voice stayed protected. And so that way nothing happened while I was on the show, which is very understandable. And then there's this one mic guy. I can't remember his name right now, but I see him all the time on sets. And he's the guy that would come in and he would give me my in-ears. And one day he came in, and I'll never forget this. And he was like, just a little sad. He was just a little bummed out. And I remember asking him, I remember being like, yo, what's wrong? And he was like, it's just a day. He's like, something's going on, but it's just a day. And I was like, all right, well, let's figure out how to make today happy. And so then him and I talked for a little bit. And I mean, 16 at the time. He was probably 26 to 30. You know what I mean? And so then every day he would come in and I would say, you happy today? And he would come in and he'd say, you happy today? And now, I mean, here we are 6 years later. Nope, that's a lie. 5 years later almost. And he'll still come up to me on set and be like, yo, you happy today? And it's really cute. Also, my in-ears that I have, not the ones that I'm wearing right now, but the ones that I have back at home, I have a lot of in-ears. I have like probably 10, 12 pairs of in-ears. But the ones that I wore Masked Singer, the case still says T-Rex on them because they had to cover up my name and put T-Rex on them instead of them saying my case saying JoJo Siwa. So I still have that little piece of tape that says T-Rex on them. They're like my little comfort. Anyways, Masked Singer was kind of the same thing as AUDC, where I just was sad about losing the process. I was sad about losing the rehearsals. I was sad about getting into my 18 layered costume for the last time. Yes, that costume had 18 freaking layers. I feel like I could do a whole podcast about the Masked Singer and the process of it. I think that'd be a really fun podcast to do. But to stay specifically on the topic of eliminations, again, it was just that so sad to lose the process. And so we're on stage and they said the person being unmasked is, Nick Cannon said, the T-Rex. And I, under my mask, started sobbing. I was so devastated. And the thing about Masked Singer is after you get eliminated, you take your mask off and then you perform again. And I was just like so sad, so sobbing. It was, oh, I was so sad. And then I went back to my trailer and my producer, who was amazing, she looked at me and she was like, I've never cried for anyone leaving this show. And I'm sobbing right now. And I was like, no, that's not making me feel any better. And then I went home and I cried and cried and cried and cried. I have this really funny video of me, and it's literally me in like a puddle of tears, because I was like leaning off my bed and just letting the tears drop. And there was just a puddle of them. Oh, it was so sad. Ah, okay. I'm going to start crying if I think about it. Actually, two of the clips in the world that can make me sob is from ABC My Elimination and from Masked Singer My Elimination. There is this brutal clip from The Masked Singer. I will cry thinking about it if I think about it too much. So I'm going to get through this quick. But it's basically me doing my like post-show interview, and then they bring in my mask. They bring in the T-Rex head behind me, and they're like, do you want to say goodbye to anybody? And I was like, yeah, to all the crew and I love everyone. And they're like, but what about the thing behind you? And I just started sobbing. I was like, why'd you do that to me? I will cry if I watch it. It's sometimes for jobs, I need to cry on command. And I definitely watch that clip anytime I need to cry on command. Anyways, okay, I got to change the subject because I don't want to cry right now. Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution. So this was the first time that I was going to be on the other side of Elimination Show. So I was going to be the one actually making the decisions. So the thing with Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution is we searched high and low, thousands of submissions from all over the country. I think we even had a few internationals because I remember some UK and some Australia. But anyways, we had a bunch of submissions. We were looking to start a girl group and so many submissions. And then we narrowed it down to 22. Then we did a 22-person in-person audition. And then we did a, oh man, did we start with, I think we started with 11. Let's do some math. Okay. There was Brooklyn, Dallas, Tiny T. There was Kaya, Leah, Bella, Kinley, Tatum, Lele, Sadie, Emily. I don't think I'm missing any. Am I missing anyone? I don't think so. Lele, Sadie, Emily, Tatum, Leah, Brooklyn, Kaya, Bella, Kinley, Tiny T, Dallas, 11. There was 11. I remember all of them. I remember everybody. So Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution, we started with 11. And truly, when we started the show, we didn't actually know how many members we wanted in the girl group. We loved the number of 4. We liked the number of 5. We liked the number of 7. We liked the number of 6. We kind of liked all of the numbers. And it was kind of a fun experience, because I, being on the other side of it and getting to, so I did all the choreography on that show, but then also, you know, getting to work with the kids and seeing them in rehearsals and seeing their work ethic and seeing their ability to see if they enjoy it or if, you know, their mom is forcing them to be there, because that's a very common thing, especially in the dance world that you see. And so I was very cautious about that. And we started off Siwa's Dance Pop with just dancing. And then we added the singing element in, and it was really fun. It was me, my mom, and Luke. And Luke was kind of the vocal side. I was kind of the dance side. And my mom was kind of like the captain of it all. And that show was a blast. Getting to the choreography was so fun. The kids and I always had fun in rehearsals. Of course, it was a lot of hard work. There was a lot of days where I showed up to the studio very, very early. I was still young on this show as well. I was 18. This was right after I had come out. So I came out when I was like 17, and then I went to film the J team. And then as soon as I came home from the J team, it was my 18th birthday. And then like the next day we started filming Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution. And so there was a lot of days though, where I would show up at 6 a.m. and I wouldn't leave until 11 p.m. at night and do it all again the next day. And that was just because I would need to get into the studio to prep choreography before the kids would come. And then after the kids would leave, there would be like my obligations that I would have to do. You know what I mean? For me and for my career. And so it was a lot. And then of course, you know, when working with kids in Hollywood, there's a lot of child labor laws that you have to follow that I know like the back of my hand, because growing up with them, I know them very, very, very well. And I knew that the day that they switched for me, because it's based off your age. And so I remember being a teenager. I think I was maybe 12 and like my hours switched because you can go from working a 7.5 hour day to a 9.5 hour day or an 8.5 to a 9.5. I don't remember. It was a little bit long ago that change happened for me. But so I remember when that happened. And anyways, child laws, I know like the back of my hand. And so, of course, with the kids on set, you know, you get a few hours of rehearsal and then they got to take a break and then you get a few hours again and they got to take a break. And then during Dance Pop, I believe we didn't start in the summertime, but then like mid-season, it ended up being summertime. So when it's school time on set, you know, the kids do 3 hours of school with a set teacher, and that's off camera. That is just to make sure that the kids are getting their required school in. And then most of them could work based on their age. Most of them could work an 8.5 hour day, but we did have one that could only work a 6.5 hour day. And that was okay. I mean, if you just gotta do what you gotta do, and you don't want to overwork, of course. But to get a dance on stage in 3 days with barely any time was already hard. And then now you're putting a super, super time restraint on it. It was always tricky, and every week brought its new juggles of challenges. I remember it was like the second to last week, I had less time than normal. I had 2 days instead of 3 days, and I had to do 8 numbers. And I was like, oh, this is cute. We're doing 8 numbers. Got it. 8 numbers in 2 days. And at this point, I mean, yes, we were probably 6 weeks into the show, but like 6 weeks is still, it's still a new group of kids. They don't really know each other that well yet. Their dynamic is still new. My dynamic with them is still new. We're all still getting to know each other. And it's, I'll never forget learning those 8 dances. That was gnarly, but we got it done. The kids got it on stage. The kids, what was so special about Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution is the kids always pulled it off. It was always chaos. Their mamas were always chaos, but, they always pulled it off. And I am so proud of all 11 kids that stepped foot on Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution. They all are so special. They all, whether they made it into the group or not, are off doing amazing things. I love following along on their journeys. I love watching as an outsider, getting to be the tiniest little piece of their story. Even the kids currently that are in XOMG Pop, like just getting to be a little piece of their story and to help them and to grow them. It's been a really cool, fulfilling feeling. But now to talk about the eliminations on that show, that was always so hard getting into the elimination process. You know, me, my mom, it was always our final say, but of course, you know, producers, and we were producers on the show. And so we were looking at things from all different angles. But it was always really hard because I was always coming from a perspective of I've been the kid. I know what they were going through. I know how much they enjoyed rehearsals. I know how much they enjoyed, you know, lunch break and school together. And so I knew that that's what they were sad to lose. I remember there was this 1 week when Bella went home, and I talked to Bella after, and I said, I know how you're feeling right now. I said, you're not sad about losing this. You're sad about losing the fun. And we had a really, really good talk. And I was like, I can relate. Like, I know where you're coming from. I was like, but I promise you, like, this is just a little piece of your journey. And so the eliminations on that show were always just so, so tough. But then Bella ended up coming back, which was pretty cool. That was pretty fun. And then, yeah, the kiddos from the show made it into the group. And now we have this awesome little girl group, XOMG Pop. They're so cool. So fun. They're going on tour this summer. They got the coolest little songs. It, as hard as it was dealing with eliminations, it was worth it for the group that we ended up with. They're all superstars. And like I said before, just getting to be a little teeny part of their journey has just been great. But yeah, being on the other side for the first time was definitely, definitely strange.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Now, the one that I'm probably... See, it's between Dancing with the Stars and Special Forces, which one I'm most excited to talk about. But let's do Dancing with the Stars, because I got the call to be on Dancing with the Stars while I was actually on Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution. And literally, the scheduling just worked out. Dance Pop ended 2 days later. Dancing with the Stars started. So my 2021 was absolutely nuts. I literally went from the J Team filming to Dance Pop to Dancing with the Stars straight into Dream the Tour rehearsals, straight on Dream the Tour quarter one of 2022, straight into So You Think You Can Dance quarter two of 2022. Like, it was a nuts run back to back, but it was so worth it. Anyways, got the call to do Dancing with the Stars. Initially, this was a few months after I came out, and the producer called and she said, "Hi, we have a great relationship with this producer." And she said, "I want JoJo to be part of Stars this season." And we were kind of brainstorming and we have a little idea, but we don't know if she would be uncomfortable about it. Like, we want to talk to you about it. And I was like, yeah, have them call me. Like, so excited. And they pitched the idea of doing a same-sex couple and doing a same-sex partnering. And I told him, I was like, honestly, I couldn't see it any other way. I was like, I'd actually probably be uncomfortable the other way around. So I was like, this is perfect. This is great for me. And then that became the best weeks of my life. I think what I love so much about Dancing with the Stars is how long it was. But again, it was an elimination show. And so the stress going into Dancing with the Stars every single week, it was never about winning the show. It was just about being there till the end. So I didn't miss out on anything. I told Jenna that all the time. I'm going to, of course, be sad if we don't win, but I'm going to be distraught if we don't make it to the end, because missing out on a week like that is what I didn't want. I just wanted to keep dancing. I just wanted to keep having fun. I just wanted to keep being there with Jen. It was my dream come true. And so we survived eliminations every single week up until the finale. We are down. It's the top two. I made it through every week. I was just stoked about that. Then I realized, wait, I made it to the end, but now I'm sad because it's just over. Then I realized it's just going to be over no matter what eventually. And then I ended up getting second on Dancing with the Stars. And honestly, the thing is, I never, ever expected to win Dancing with the Stars. And so I didn't expect to win at all. But I think a lot of people in the world expected that to happen. And so it was a little hard seeing the online reaction to things, because I wasn't really ready for that. I was like, wait, I'm just happy that I made it to the end. Why are we so mad that I didn't win? And I was like, I'm not even mad. Like, I'm chilling, guys. We made it to the end. I'm happy. I'm so happy. Couldn't have been any other better. But the world had a lot to say about it. But I personally am very happy for Iman and Daniela, who won my season of Dancing with the Stars. They deserved it. Iman deserved it. Daniela deserved it. They're both incredible people, and very, very happy for them. Little salty, but very happy for them. Okay, cut to this one will be quick. AGT being on the mentor side of things. So my girl group in early 2023, late 2022, maybe late 2022. I don't know. I think it was late 2022. They were on America's Got Talent. That was so fun. Honestly, it was just so chill. It was, they did two episodes. It was so great. It was 2 weeks, but a lot more prep went into it than just 2 weeks. We all knew we weren't winning. We were just there for a good time. Like, we knew we had no shot, basically. I mean, of course, me, like, let me have my mom goggles on with the girl group. Like, of course, I thought a little bit they were going to win. And, like, their moms thought a little bit they were going to win. And my mom thought a little bit they were going to win. But, like, deep down, we all were like, okay, it's not happening. But, like, let's just have fun. And that's what we did. Like, it was honestly best time. No stress. It was just... when the kids got eliminated, they were like, can we gritty off stage if we get eliminated? And I was like, sure, like, just have fun. It don't matter. And so that was a really good time. And now I get to talk about Special Forces. This was an elimination show, but it was a by choice elimination show. And I honestly thought about walking away from it all the time. Come day one, I was fine. Day two, I was fine. Day three, I was fine. Day four, Day five, six, and seven, I was like, all right, I could be done. I could tap. I could be good now. I could be satisfied. But it genuinely was that fear of missing out that just kept me going. I was like, but wait, if I would have tapped yesterday, I would have missed out on this today. And as hard and torturous as it was, I wouldn't have wanted to miss out on it. And so I, at the very, very last minute, I mean, there was 4 hours left on the clock. And I decided that it was my time to shine, decided that I wanted to tap out, wanted to quit. I made it to the last day. We were close enough to the end. And I had a whole personal epiphany. I wanted to start living my life more. And I was like, you know what, if I'm going to start doing that, I'm going to start doing it right here, right now. And I am going to leave and see ya. I'm going to quit. And now after that, in the beginning, I didn't have any regret when tapping out of the show for the first few months. Honestly, it wasn't until recently, maybe a few months ago, maybe like 2 or 3 months ago, where I was like, shit, I wish I would have just finished. Like, I was right there. Why'd I have to have the personal epiphany? Like, you could have started living your life in 4 hours. You could have literally done that in 4 hours. Why did you feel the need to do it right then and there? But I mean, it does make sense. I do know why I did, but I think, again, I've just grown so much even just since then, and since that elimination process, and since I left the show, since I left selection. And so for me, I definitely have regret. I definitely, especially after watching the finale of the show and how it ended, I wish I would have gone through that with the boys, Nick and Tyler, and Aaron as well. I think that would have been like really... a really interesting, even further bond than we already have. I'm so proud of my journey on that show. And I did walk away for a reason, but at the same time, the FOMO in me is just like, I wish I would have experienced it so bad, but I didn't. I walked away and it was a good choice. It was for my own personal benefit, but it is what it is. And now I am back on the other side of the eliminations. I am now a part of this season of So You Think You Can Dance, season 18. I was also a part, I can talk a little bit more about season 17 on So You Think You Can Dance, because that has all been aired. I got to judge season 17 with Twitch and with Leah Remini. And that was, I mean, that season of So You Think You Can Dance was so incredible. The dancers and the talent that we saw in the auditions, then in the top 20, then in the top 10. I mean, it was just insane. Actually, I went on the winner of that show the day that she won. I went on stage. We got to talk to them after, and I went on stage and I talked to her and I said, I have this special, special thing that I've been working on, and you are the person that I need to be in it. And I said, I would love to have you as a part of this project. This was in the beginning of, this was like quarter two of 2022. And I said, this project is very far away, but we're starting it. We're starting it now. And you are the perfect person. You are exactly who I envisioned to do this with. And she instantly was like, oh my gosh, I would love that. I would be so down. Please, like, yes, count me in. And so her name is Alexis, and she is who won last season of So You Think You Can Dance. And I've gone on to hire a bunch of the cast of season 17 of So You Think You Can Dance, but this one special project I just had been like saving Alexis for. And then cut to it. Actually, I'm going to tell a little bit of a story because this is a good one. It came time for this special project at the very end of 2023. And I had a big dancer audition. And I don't know why it didn't even cross my mind just yet, but I had a girl audition and a bunch of girls came and Alexis didn't come to the audition. And I was like, none of these girls are just like the right vibe. Like, it's just not, it's not right. And then we were in a meeting and my mom asked me, she was like, wait, what about Alexis? And I was like, oh, wait, you're so right. And then literally that night I checked my phone and she had texted me being like, I had no idea there was an audition. She's like, because Alexis is very, she's like my little itty bitty angel. She's like 5'2". And the audition was like 5'5" and taller. And so she was like, I didn't get the audition because of the height requirement. She was like, but if there's anything, like, she didn't even know it was for that specific project. But she was like, if you're ever doing anything, like, you know, I'm down, like, count me in. And I was like, no, dude, it is the project that I told you about a year and a half ago. I was like, it's finally happening. And I was like, can you come to the studio tomorrow night so we can just like dance together and like see if it's a vibe? And long story short, it was a vibe. You will see that a little bit later, hopefully. But yeah, it's been a long project in the works, but that's a cool special story to me because that is something that came from So You Think You Can Dance. And now this season, I can truly talk about the judging and being on this side of the eliminations because it is happening live in real time. Not today, not tomorrow, but the next day, I will be on set doing this again. We have to send somebody home. And it's so hard because at this point, everyone is so talented. And I think that's something that I've had to remember with me personally on elimination shows is once you get to this point, it is what it is. You know what I mean? You made it to the end. You made it to the show. You made it to the good stuff. And now you just have to enjoy the ride. But it's interesting because I look at these contestants of So You Think You Can Dance and I see 9-year-old me in them. It is their first TV show. It is stressful. It's an elimination show. They're learning new dances. It's so hard. And I see that in this incredible group of dancers that is now competing on So You Think You Can Dance. Season 18 cast is absolutely unreal. I came into the show after they had casted, and so I just was in a world of the best dancers in this country. It is so insane how talented they are. What they've produced each week is unlike any season ever before. It's a whole new format this season. And so judging criteria is a lot different and it's a lot more involved and a lot more serious than just like watch a dance, give some comments and like call it a day. It is very much so a serious, serious, serious process. And there's massive deliberations. I mean, the first week that we filmed So You Think You Can Dance, we deliberated for 3 hours. We were in the judges' deliberation room for 3 hours, just going over everything, what we thought, what we saw, what we didn't see, and like just going back and forth and back and forth. 3 hours. That is the longest deliberation literally ever. And since then, it's been about 1.5 to 2 hours for each deliberation. But yeah, I think one thing that I've learned being on the judges' side of things is there is no easy answer on an elimination show. There is no clear answer. There is no clear, this person's going home, this person's staying. It is, there's so much that goes into it. And it makes me truly reflect back on my past being like, okay, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why did I go home then on Mass Singer? Why did I go home then on AUDC? And it's about so much and it's so cool to me. I think what's cool to me is the only show that I've ever had in my control was Special Forces. And I still made the choice to not win. I just can't win an elimination show, man. One day I got asked to do an elimination show that was out of the country. And it would have crossed over filming with So You Think You Can Dance. So I wasn't able to accept the offer, but I was so excited to do it. And I told my family, I was like, well, it goes for 12 weeks, but I'll for sure only be there max 11 because we all know I won't win. And so now it's like a running joke in the family that like, I just, no matter what, I can't win an elimination show, but I have won at life because I have a good little life and I've got good people around me, and I can't complain. I can't complain. It's just a funny joke, so take it with a grain of salt. Anyways, that was pretty much my debunk on my elimination shows and eliminations, and I feel like that was very therapeutic for me to talk about it. I'm not going to lie. I'm very, very happy that I got to get this out, so thank you for listening to my elimination show rant. If you enjoyed, be sure to listen to more JoJo Siwa Nows, because it's honestly, if you just want to hear a 20-year-old ramble, that is what this podcast is. And it's pretty fun. I've had some fun experiences in life, and I'm having some fun experiences now that I'm living and discovering and figuring out. And it's been a good little journey. So be sure to keep listening. I love y'all, and I'll see you next time. Deuces. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at JoJo Siwa Now Podcast. Be sure to write us a review, and maybe if you're feeling it, leave us 5 stars. I'll see you next week.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.